Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Dave with New Breed Film Reviews. We are on episode 88, and on this episode, I'm going to be doing a short, non-spoiler review on Batman versus Superman. So, I just got back from seeing it. Oh, by the way, we're going to do a group review very shortly, probably like tomorrow. It's going to be myself, Brian, and Paul. But I just wanted to get one in, just like solely my thoughts on the film, because I was so excited just to get on here and talk about it and give my take. And so here we are. So anyway, rant, back to the review. I just got back from seeing it a little bit ago. And funny story, like, I'm actually going to see it again tomorrow on IMAX. I was supposed to go with someone, with a work buddy. And I couldn't wait. I couldn't wait because Gil saw it, Brian saw it, and Paul. And, you know, they're like, man, you know, you got to check it out, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And I couldn't resist. I had to freaking go see it. I was excited about it when it was first announced. I was extremely excited about it when I saw the trailers, the promotional material. I mean, come on, it's Batman versus Superman. Like, I haven't been this excited for a film since, I don't even remember, like, Deadpool was pretty hyped about, but not like Batman versus Superman. This is just, like, epic and legendary. So, I saw the movie, and, like I said, this is going to be a non-spoiler review, and I don't know if you guys know this, but the initial reviews for it are not good. Like, I saw on Rotten Tomatoes, it got a 35%, and believe me when I tell you this, that is extremely off. The movie was freaking awesome. And the one gripe that I have about it is that, and this is not even like a spoiler, it's a minor, not even a spoiler. To me personally, it had a lot of buildup. But when it got to the nitty gritty of the film, when it became a superhero movie with fighting and action, it was what you waited for. It was just like epic. It had awesome special effects. Gal Gadot, I was a Gal Gadot hater. I felt she was like too model looking, too skinny to play Wonder Woman. I was wrong. She was a freaking awesome Wonder Woman. Very convincing, just like a fierce look about her. She had specific theme music when she was on screen, and it was perfect. Like, she was a freaking awesome Wonder Woman. I can't even stress that enough. I wish I could kind of get more into it, but this is going to be a non-spoiler review. The big question mark was whether Ben Affleck was going to be a great Batman. Let me tell you, he was a fantastic Batman. He was an awesome Batman, and he was an equally great Bruce Wayne. I still hold Michael Keaton a little bit higher on the scale, as far as like Batman performance than Ben Affleck, but not by much. Like, he's my second favorite Batman. Totally smoked Bale's performance in every way. He was a dark, menacing, believable, badass Batman. You know, if he gets flack for playing a bad Batman, I don't understand what they want from him or what the critics will want. And you know, like I said, on Rotten Tomatoes, the movie got a 35% average, you know, by the critics. I don't think that's a user review rating, but what do these critics want? You know, to me, that's just like expecting too much out of a superhero movie. Like, do you want an Oscar worthy movie, Oscar performances? Like, just go in and enjoy it for what it is. It's a freaking superhero flick. It definitely, you know, it was no 35%. Like, it was a good movie. Like, and like I said, my one gripe was the build up to it, which there was a lot of it, but once it got to it, man, it was like freaking awesome. It was worth the ticket. I think they set things up well down the line. I do have gripes, but I'm going to wait for the group discussion, and we'll give you guys fair warning as far as like spoilers. But, what's something else I liked about it without spoilers? Again, Ben Affleck was freaking awesome. Henry Cavill is a perfect Superman. I grew up watching Christopher Reeve and I love him. He has a special place in my heart, but Henry Cavill is just like a fantastic Superman. You can see from the trailer that there's a main villain, and even mentioning his name is kind of a spoiler, but I'll just say that the effects for the main foe were great. And the trailers for it didn't really do him justice. Like I was, like even I commented on it. I said, oh, like, you know, special effects kind of look like shit for him. But when you watch the movie as a finished product, like he was menacing and scary and he did a good job. Jeremy Irons as Alfred, amazing. He was a perfect freaking Alfred. Loved him as Alfred. He was definitely Ben Affleck's or Bruce Wayne's right-hand man. And Michael Caine, as you know, played the last Alfred, which he was great also in the Nolan movies. But Jeremy Irons did such a great job. He's such a seasoned veteran actor. He's been in tons of movies. Maybe his most notable role is he was in The Three Musketeers. He was in the third Die Hard movie. He was Hans Gruber's brother. And he was the voice of Scar in The Lion King. He's just been around forever, and he's just such a great actor. Was the movie worth the price of admission? Absolutely. It's an epic matchup. It's something that we all fantasized about as kids. You know, they've had battles in the comics, Batman versus Superman, and here we are in a live-action movie. And it was worth it. It was worth it. It was done well. I wouldn't say it was a Superman movie. I wouldn't say it was a Batman movie. I wouldn't say it was a setup for a Justice League movie. It was a little bit of everything. They did it so well. It was a great mashup. It had its flaws. You know, like I said, without spoilers, again, it was just a lot of build up to it. That was my main gripe. But I really don't have a lot to complain about it. I mean, if I had to grade it to get it out the way, I'm torn between a B and a B plus. And I will give it a B plus, but you know, it just made that grade. It wasn't bad on any level. It was worth the price of admission. I will 100% definitely own it. And to my understanding is that they're going to have a rated R version, and that's going to be freaking awesome. Because let me tell you, this movie for a superhero flick, it was dark. Like this was not a colorful, you know, fun, poppy superhero film. Like this movie was dark. It had depth to it. It was adult themed, but it wasn't so bad that kids can't see it. But, there was death in it. And I don't want to ruin anything, but, I like that DC is going that more mature route. And, you know, when I finished the movie, I'm like, you know what? It was like a Marvel move over DC has arrived. Like Marvel definitely has some competition now. You know, we have the Avengers, and Avengers is fun and awesome, but Avengers is not as popular as the Justice League. Maybe it is now because the Avengers movie, doing so well in the second one, but really the biggest team that Marvel had was the X-Men. And the X-Men films, all of them to me were underwhelming, minus First Class. That was a decent flick, but for the most part, the X-Men movies just didn't do them justice. And Avengers kicked ass, but the Justice League is the Justice League. Like it's epic and legendary. You know, I sound like such a nerd right now, but it's true. You know. You got Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern, The Flash. You got Cyborg. Like, it's just crazy, man. And I don't want to ruin anything. I'm just itching to really talk about, like, what I saw in the film. But like I said, this is a non-spoiler review. What else I liked about it? I liked the effects, like I said. Again, Ben Affleck totally nailed it. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. He freaking nailed it. Great Batman. Dark, menacing, kicked ass. And that's what Batman's supposed to be. He's supposed to be a scary figure to criminals and menacing. And they perfectly nailed that. The score was pretty decent. It wasn't like a Hans Zimmer score from the Nolan movies. It wasn't, you know, and speaking for Batman right now, when he was on screen, he had his own kind of theme music, and it wasn't a Danny Elfman theme. Danny Elfman did the score for the first Batman with Michael Keaton and the second one, and God, that was perfect. But it was acceptable. Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor. I was a hater. I did not like him for the role. After watching the movie, I did like him. I thought, I don't think he nailed Lex Luthor perfectly, and I do have some gripes about his performance, but he did win me over. And by the end of the movie, I was like, okay, he's Lex Luthor. Let me see. What else? It's really no surprise that DC's trying to set up the Justice League. And did they accomplish that with this movie? I think they did. Was it as good of a setup as how Marvel did it with Avengers Assembling? I don't think so, but it was okay, and I was intrigued to see future movies and to see what they do with the Justice League and how that turns out. So this may be a short review, guys. I really can't elaborate too much because I want to save, you know, some stuff for the group review with Paul and Brian. Maybe Gil's going to be on there. And I don't want to ruin it for you. So it's kind of hard for me to talk about it. And I'm just going to cut this review short and say that I did like the movie. I liked it so much, I'm going to see it again in IMAX. And I give it a B+. I will definitely own it on Blu-ray. And the critics are like, they're on drugs. Like, the critics are on crack. Like, don't believe it. It's an enjoyable movie. It is not bad on any level. Was it perfect? No. Like, I admit that, and I'm a Batman and Superman fan, but it was not as bad as it making it out to be. It's not bad on any level, actually. It's a good, fun superhero flick. And there's a lot with it that I like, what they did. You know, DC's direction, going like in a more darker direction. So anyway, guys, that's my review on Batman versus Superman. It was pretty much worth the wait for me. I hope you guys enjoyed the review. Stay tuned for a group discussion, and we're going to get into spoilers. So, that should be up probably tomorrow or the day after. And, thank you for listening. And until then, take care. Later.